Welcome to Just the Taste. I'm Scott Curry with Chef's Best. We gather to talk about the trends in marketing, retail, and production in food and beverage that are shaping the industry. Today, we speak with Ryan Lopez, a chef unlike any we have spoken with before. Based now in the Bay Area, Ryan is a private chef, most notably for the NBA Finals MVP Kevin Durant of the Golden State Warriors, having worked with him for many years dating back to Oklahoma City. A graduate from Schoolcraft College with an AS in Culinary Art, Ryan has also worked with NBC Sports, Whole Foods, Veggie Bullet, and many others within the food industry. Ryan, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Pleasure to be here.
Great. So, I know you're a man of vast talents. Perhaps the highest profile is the work that you do as part of Kevin Durant's team. And we'll dig into that a little bit deeper in a moment. But take us a little bit on the path and how you got to where you are today, Ryan.
Yeah, so I started out as a busboy when I was about 16 years old and was always sneaking back in the kitchen and grabbing bread and tasting soup. And I was very interested into cooking, and more so or less the chefs and how they operated and how they yelled sometimes, and was just interested in it. I played sports, so I was very much involved in my body and what I ate, and had that kind of nutritional background when I was young, or trying to find it at least. And then after high school, I decided to go to culinary school, and this is what I wanted to do. And I guess when you're 18 years old, you sometimes just, I think you give things a shot, and I just gave it a shot. And I did really well at it, and I enjoyed it, and I loved the creativity of it and the work ethic and everything about it I enjoyed. I loved going to school every single day. So we did that. I did that. And after school, I started working at various jobs. I was an executive chef at a country club. I worked at Michael Simon's restaurant called Roast. I was a line cook there. I worked at a church every Sunday morning, Saturday and Sunday morning at 5 a.m. and did members breakfast, which was some of the best things that I've ever, best times that I've ever had. And then after that, I got a call from my culinary director at Schoolcraft College in Livonia, Michigan, where I went to school. And he asked me if I wanted to cook for this man. And I go into his office, and he points up at the, 98 Olympic team. Or 2002 Olympic team, I can't remember. And it was 2002. And he points up and he says, "Do you know this man?" I said, "Yeah, I know this guy. He's Kevin Durant." He says, "You want to cook for him?" I says, "Yeah, I'll give it a try. Why not?" So it was not that night, but it was the two nights after that. I drove out to Akron, Ohio, and I cooked for, and I was 22 years old, 21, about to be 22. And I went out there and I cooked for Kevin and LeBron James and a few of the Heat guys, about 8 players in total. And a few other guys were in there. And that's a whole nother story in itself, how that went down. And that went really well. And, yeah, a lot of fun, man. A lot of fun. I guess that's how I got started in a kind of a short story version of it.
Wow. Well, we'll keep it short, but I have to ask, what did you cook for those fellas?
I guess I should. Yeah. It's been,
you're not getting off that hook.
Yeah, I guess I put you on a hook there. I started out. So I drove there with a lot of goodies. I will not lie on that. I was very prepared. I had a cooler in my trunk, different types of oils I had in there. Cause I made a walnut vinaigrette and an apple cider vinaigrette, for the salads. But anyways, it was a football day and, we were all watching football and, We made some jerk shrimp. We made some chicken wings. We made some sweet potatoes for dinner. Some sweet potato mash. Really soul food coming out, but in a kind of showing them a little healthier version of soul food and kind of what we can do. You know, nice quinoa salad. We did nice sautéed spinach with chicken apple sausage. So stuff that's familiar, but also a little bit of spin on it.
Wow. So, and Kevin, as I understand, Kevin Durant just kidnapped you on the spot right there.
Yeah. So, I went out to Oklahoma City. No lie. This is actually how it happened. So I went out to see Oklahoma. I wanted to know, you know, if this is a place where I wanted to live. So, a week later, I went out to Oklahoma and, you know, talked with Kevin, met with him a little bit. The first inter meeting we didn't really talk much. You know, I didn't really talk to anybody much. You know, I just, you know, put my head down and worked and, you know, said hello to some of the guests there. And, you know, this next one, I flew out there and we kind of talked a little bit. I cooked for him for 4 days. Personally, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, just kind of make sure that the fit was right and make sure that, you know, I was, you know, Oklahoma was a place for me and that, you know, Kevin was someone that I wanted to work for, and it all worked out. So after that week, it was probably about 5 days later, I moved out to Oklahoma City. So within 2 weeks, I was gone.
Wow. I'm trying to imagine what your day is like now. I guess an opening question would be, do you cook all of Kevin's meals, or is it just during specific events? I guess another way of asking that is, what percentage of the food that he puts in his body is coming from you?
Yeah, I mean, it all varies between different private chefs. A lot of private chefs who work for athletes, and it all differs on, what their kind of client wants and their needs and their goals and things like that. With Kevin, I cook breakfast. So it differs. So in the summertime, I'm cooking breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day. And during the season, it differs. So when he's on the road, we give him a snack bag and we give him, you know, we tell him things to eat, things he can and cannot eat. And Kevin's, you know, very mindful of what he puts in his body and very smart and with his decisions, and knows, you know, his ultimate goals are going to come with his performance, and his body's going to be a part of that. So he's very smart when he's on the road. But we do give him vitamins and snacks for the road. And then during the game, during days where he's home, I'll either do breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or lunch and dinner. And then game days are different too. Game days will be he goes to practice at 9 a.m, gets home at 12, we do a light snack from 1 to 2 o'clock, and then we do a pregame lunch at 4 o'clock, 4 to 4:30, and then he is on the road. They do offer snacks and little protein stuff at the or B12 or coconut water, stuff like that at the facility, or he could eat a light snack again at the facility. And then he comes home around 11 o'clock on game day. And then we do a hot meal for him at 11 o'clock.
So you play, I mean, it's a pretty significant role. I mean, you're literally providing fuel for one of, you know, in my opinion, one of the, you know, top athletes in the world in any sport. Do you work with his nutritionist or other kind of performance coaches to craft these meals?
Yes, I will say yes. The meals are how I kind of go about it is what are our goals? What do we need to achieve? And that all differs throughout the season. So there's always hurdles that we have to go over. Last year we got hurt. So, for example, last year we got hurt. We noticed, the nutritionist and I noticed that there was a correlation between inflammation and gluten intake. So there was a high level of gluten, a high level of inflammation, which kind of usually means that you're gluten intolerant. So during that stay, we took off all gluten. We started eating, less carbs to watch his weight because he was not sitting around for a month, but essentially he's not on the basketball court for a month. Mm-hmm. So we kind of have to, you know, get into gear there. We got to really understand what we're putting in our body. And we've got to really watch our carbs. And in our case, for Kevin's case, his gluten intake. But yeah, to answer your question, yes, we work with a sports nutritionist. Some of the other athletes that we work with, myself and a sous chef that I have, his name's Chef John. We work with dietitians as well. So dietitians and nutritionists are someone that people that we kind of talk closely with. The menu, I would say, and what I cook is designed 100% by me, because, you know, I don't want to just serve a piece of grilled chicken all the time, like they sometimes people suggest. So I like to try to get creative and make my food taste good and, you know, keep this this performance ability going, but with also, you know, not always eating, I guess, salads all the time. That can get very boring and strenuous. Salads with quinoa and, you know, I want to still be creative and still cook what I want to cook. And I do. I marry that very well, and I'm very fortunate.
Right. So it sounds like a full time job. You know, you need to procure the ingredients and everything. One more question about kind of the performance aspect of it, because we hear, you know, I think the infamous example being Tom Brady's avocado ice cream. I mean, we know that a lot of these athletes have, you know, certain philosophies, with, it sounds like yours is quite balanced, but maybe coming from the standpoint of advice for an athlete, what are the boxes that you like to check, in order to ensure that, you know, someone of Kevin's caliber or anyone that's active, you know, what's kind of the compass, I guess, that you would recommend that someone should follow?
Yeah, I mean, I think it differs from every athlete and personally every sport and your goals, right? So, for example, a football player, an offensive lineman, might want to be gaining some weight. Or, you know, for example, Donald Penn for the Oakland Raiders this year, he wanted to lose some weight because he wanted to be quicker and lighter on his feet. When he was 5 pounds less than his weight last year, he felt quicker, he felt faster, he felt stronger, all those things. So it all differs, but I guess a roundabout compass I would say is that I think that the athletes have to start, eating 4 to 5 meals a day, whether they're trying to lose weight, maintain, or gain weight. I would also say that, you know, vitamins and, either smoothies or juices are going to be a huge part of that. I think that water intake is a huge part. And what we do a lot with, Kevin's water is we put electrolyte powder in Kevin's water. And then also, things that he may be deficient in, that on that scan that we did that quarter. So let's say he's deficient in magnesium. We might put a half scoop of magnesium in his shake or water, and use that. Or we might use fresh pressed juice to fill those voids, like magnesium or fiber or potassium or BC or B12 or things like that. So I would say, you know, make sure you're drinking a lot of fluids, a lot of water, and make sure you're eating on a regular basis foods that really will help fuel you.
Wow. So they're really, truly fine-tuned machines when you think about it. Moving on from a little bit of your work with Kevin, what else is it that you're involved in? I said, I imagine it's a bit of a full-time job, but talk to a little bit about some of the other work that you've done lately.
Yes. So we do a lot of work with some other athletes in the Bay Area. We also, so names of that will be Amir Khan. He's a boxer. He was an Olympic boxer a few years back. Andre Farfelli. He is another boxer. Donald Penn for the Oakland Raiders. We've done some cooking for, and he's the one who I just explained. He's trying to lose a little bit of weight to be quicker and lighter and faster on his feet. Great person. He's a great guy. Personality, great. And an awesome, awesome offensive line. I'm talking, he's one of the best in the league. Mm-hmm. And then Gabe Holmes, who's a rookie for the Oakland Raiders. He was looking to gain a little weight. He plays tight end, and he, we've been doing a little bit of meal prep for him. We stopped, you know, these guys, we consult for them now. They do, they have camp. So while they're in camp, they kind of are there all day. So we kind of shift a little bit, and they kind of just consult with us and figure out, you know, what should we be eating, what should we be consuming, this and that.
So you've come a long way since you were a busboy, huh?
Yeah, you know what? It's funny. My mom got me that job, and my mom, she just quit there, and probably about 5 years ago, she quit there, and she hated it up there when she left. So maybe I'm glad I got out, and everything's a blessing nowadays, and just stay positive about things, and move forward and work hard, and you'll get there.
Yeah, and you're giving back a little bit too, as I understand it. Homeless Alliance is a group you've supported. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I think it's just something that I enjoy doing. It's from my heart. I rarely give too much money. You know, sometimes I might give some money. Most of the time I don't. I look at relationships and talking to people and putting smiles on people's faces through what I do, trying to give people an impact through food, a new experience through food, a new technique on how to cook something, or just everyday life skills. The Homeless Alliance is that was a great place to be. When I was out there in Oklahoma City, we also did stuff for the Regional Food Bank, Boys and Girls Club, YSOC, which is a youth program, foster kids. So a lot of things for the youth is kind of where I like to help out if I can. It's just always been a part of me is I don't even call it giving back, you know, or anything like it's not that for me. It's just something that I think everyone should do out of the kindness of their heart. If they have the means to do it and the time to do it, there's a lot of people out there that are less fortunate than you and don't have your skill set or don't have your money. So it's just something I think that, you know, there should be a little bit more in the world of.
Very cool. Very cool.
So I'm not an asshole chef.
Of course not. So a couple quick rapid fire questions for you. You ready?
All right. Let's
start. We'll start with a real easy one. How many NBA championships is Kevin going to win under your direction?
Six.
Okay. Wow. Okay. I think that passes Jordan. So you're on the record.
There we go.
What is Kevin's kind of palate and preference and favorite meal you've cooked for him?
Yeah, so a little bit of palate changes. I remember a few years back, we were really into Japanese food. You know, we're still kind of there loving Japanese food. I think there's a huge trend right now into Korean food. So using a little bit more Asian ingredients, I would say like a miso glazed sea bass or miso glazed black cod, something like along those lines. Keeping it probably healthier with some brown rice and maybe some baby bok choy.
Wow. Have you ever cooked a meal for Kevin that he didn't like? And did he tell you?
I have. I think there's always this, you know, I don't think everyone's going to love everything that you make all the time. Everybody's palate is different and everybody is subjective to, I guess, your food. So no one's going to be able to make, not everyone's going to love your food. But yeah, I remember when I first started, I made some Brussels sprouts and quickly found out that Kevin doesn't like Brussels sprouts. So yeah, you know, it's sometimes a learning curve. You know, if I were to, you know, for the listeners, if I were to come into your home, I might not know exactly what you like or don't like the first, you know, couple weeks or month or so. So it's just kind of feeling one another out and getting to know one another and then moving forward from there.
Sure. So it, because she's very visible, and I know you have before, I'm sure, Kevin's mom is visiting tomorrow. What are you cooking?
Kevin's mom is visiting tomorrow. What am I cooking? Oh, let's come back to this. You know, I need time to plan for her. No, you know what? She's a very Miss Wanda, a very sweet lady. And, she is a great listener and a great person to talk to. I have to say that, she is who she is. Yeah, just, I think she has a great heart. She reminds me a lot, you know, just talking wise of my mom and, you know, her faith. Yeah, she's great. I think, you know, I think she's on a little bit of a healthy span right now. As you can see, she looks very great on TV. She would probably go for something a little bit lighter, less carbs, I would say. So something like, she loves fish, actually. She's a big fish eater. So she loves sea bass with, she actually likes this sea bass dish that I've made her, or cod dish that I've made her. And it's basically, it's dipped in some miso. And then on the top, there's a crust of cornflakes. So I take cornflakes, not the frosted flakes, but the, you know, the cornflakes that don't have sugar on it. And I blend those. And then I add some sesame seeds to that, some salt and pepper. And then I just put a crust on top of that. And then I just bake that in the oven. So it's like a baked fish, but it has a crispy crunch to it, you know, from the cornflakes. And she enjoys that a lot.
Wow. All right. Last one. It's game 7 tomorrow in Golden State. And Steph Curry's coming over. What are you cooking for the boys?
Ooh, Steph Curry. You know, he gets a lot from he gets fed very well. I know that. Yeah, so game 7, I definitely would want to make something, you know, a little bit healthier, something that has a little bit of energy to it. So I definitely would incorporate some coconut smoothies in there for a little bit of electrolytes. Definitely would try to incorporate some sort of kale in there, whether that's a kale vinaigrette or some sort of sauteed or braised kale. Which I love, with a little bit of mix of spinach in there. Also, I really like, you know, grains like quinoa or farro or couscous for a little bit of carb boost. And then sweet potatoes are great. And then for a protein, probably something lean like grilled, you know, organic chicken or organic turkey breast. We could stuff it with, like, you know, some spinach and some, you know, make it like spinach and some artichokes and some sun-dried tomatoes. Ooh, that sounds good. We could do, you know, there's a lot of stuff that we can do. I definitely would want to keep it light and fresh and definitely have some fruit out there, some veggies out there, some Some nice guacamole out there. So just keep it nice and fresh.
Awesome. Well, you handled those questions well. I won't ask you what you would cook them if they lost game seven the next day, because it doesn't sound like you think that'll happen. Last question. How can folks get in touch with you, Ryan? I see you got a website, chefrl.com. Is that the best way?
Yeah, so people can get in touch with me with chefrl.com. They can also find me on Instagram at chefryan22. I'm on Facebook. If you want to find me on Facebook, I'm Ryan Lopez if you don't use Instagram. But also on Twitter, my name is RYLPZ22. I don't tweet much, but, I do go on Instagram every now and again. So if you want to say hello to me on the Instagram app, then come on aboard and say hello and tell me about your favorite food or favorite experience, and we'll chat a little bit.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Ryan. This has been a real pleasure. Certainly one of the more unique jobs, I think, out there. I think, it's cool also just hearing how you work your way up. I think probably ultimately driven by passion more than anything else, which is often the case with successful people. So I wish you good luck. I wish you luck as a Celtics fan. I wish Kevin a little bit of luck as well. And I join most of the world in enjoying watching those guys play. And it's cool to hear from someone that's a little bit behind the scenes, but plays a critical role. So thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure being here. And for all the listeners, thanks for listening today. And hope you got a little bit of insight on what I do. And definitely have a lot of passion for cooking. So if you guys got any questions, just let me know. Definitely would love to help anybody out there.
Great. Thanks a lot, Ryan.
Thank you for joining us on Just a Taste, the Chef's Best Production. Join us again next time as we talk to more experts in marketing, retail, and production in the food and beverage industry. As always, visit chefsbest.com to learn more.